This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton's Rebuilders and United Materials. Well, deer are creatures of habit. Once they've claimed your garden as their favorite lunch spot, yeah, it's difficult to persuade them otherwise. And while there are all manner of foul-smelling repellents and deterrent devices out there, perhaps the best solution is to plant stuff they don't like to eat. That's easier said than done, of course. Many garden stalwarts include roses, daylilies, tulips, rhododendrons, hostas, favorites of deer, all produce the tender foliage and plump buds that deer salivate over. Plus, almost all plants can be enticing in spring as it's sprouting soft new growth. More challenging still, taste buds vary by herd. So a plant that gets sidestepped in Missouri might be eaten in New York. And given a harsh winter or summer drought, these adaptable eaters are notorious for indiscriminating feasting. Yet, mercifully, deer do have food preferences. Trading damage-prone plants for ones with unpalatable taste and textures is one sure way to make a yard less deer-friendly. Typically, they snub plants that are prickly, aromatic, fuzzy, or have natural poisons running through their veins. Spiky ornamental grasses and ferns laden with such toxins usually go unscathed, as do a number of evergreen garden staples, including boxwoods, plum yews, and most hollies. But there are plenty of flowering perennials that don't draw near deer as well. I've got a couple for you real quick that I'll make as a suggestion, starting with green halo peonies. That's a suggestion for you. Tomato soup coneflowers, oriental poppies, and torch lilies. Deers don't like them, and they're good-looking flowering plants as well. Hey, if you missed any of this report or you want to hear it again, simply go to radio.com. It'll be there for you, and I'll be here for you where I've been for 30 years, right here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.